In 1912, Chicago police arrested Johnson for violating the Mann Act. The federal legislation banned the transportation of women across state borders for immoral purposes, a law intended to stop young girls from being lured into prostitution. But federal agents were determined to use it against Johnson in a prosecution many saw as punishment for a high-profile black man having a relationship with a white woman. Belle Schreiber testified against him, a white prostitute who had also been Johnson's girlfriend on and off for 4 years. Johnson pleaded not guilty but was convicted and sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison. After his release, Johnson tried to renew his boxing career but never regained his title nor his fearsome reputation. He died in a car crash in 1946 at the age of 68.
We need to erase this act of racism that sent an American citizen to prison on a trumped-up charge.
McCain was behind similar unsuccessful attempts to pass legislation on a pardon for Johnson in 2004 and 2008. McCain's renewed push this year could see Johnson pardoned by Barack Obama, the man who defeated McCain in last year's general election and became the first black president of the United States.